I was picking up from the Ravid. So that then we're going to pick up from that point. So the Rav Chaim, we'll see later on why. But right now, Rav Chaim is saying, who's the Ravid line up like? No, wait, okay, but we know which direction he's going to go in. Yeah, he's allowed with the Rama. Which, therefore, if he holds at the Rama, what does he therefore hold? Mati, what does he hold? Except for? Ula. Okay, keep going.
Right. The Rock P of Misa, who Netmar Al Avoda, Aval Asar, Kagan, and the Misa. Beholha Saga, he, Rock Al Mash Kasa Parapa, Aspara, Zunam Rock Al Mizbek, Bizet, the Folic, the Summerlay, the Ha, the Darshan, the Asimus Beth Al Moid.
So in the Hekesh of Mizbeach, make the Mizbeach like the Ol Moed, what's that referring to? Just an Avoda. The Mizbeach, Hainu Avoda. Remember that, Mizbeach means Avoda. Okay? Rachmana. Bizman. Kama. Therefore, what do we see? Hooray! Okay. So again, what does he deduce from the Ravid? Isaac, what does he deduce from the Ravid? If the Ravid agrees with the Rambam, right, which he says, what does he ultimately deduce from the Ravid? The Ravid holds that there is an Isser Kenisa Midoraisa, except for the Ulam, and there's an Isser Avoda, which the Rambam agrees with, obviously, by the Mizbeach, right? Okay? What? Right, correct, yes. Okay, go on. Right. What's that again?
There's no Mizbeach zone?
You're right, from the Ravid. There's no Mizbeach zone. Okay, go on.
Basa
Rishona.
The low polig
rock albin ulam is bech. So he's only arguing on what?
So the only argument is
on that zone. Okay.
Okay.
But when it comes to the Heichal, now the Heichal's Kedusha comes from where?
Torah.
The Torah. So it's a Male Doraisa. So if it's a Male Doraisa, he agrees with the Rambam. Therefore, there's an Isser Kenisa for, let's say, Shasiyayin to go in there. Okay? Keep going. Gambalo Avoda. So Lefizeh. Why? Vasagasa. Shavala Shakal Azara. Umidishari the Shasayayan. Okay, so again, so what does the rabbit hold? He's just spelling it out for you. The rabbit holds Malos Doraisa. When it comes to the Ulam zone, it's Midrabanan. And the Isser Kenisa, but the Ulam zone is Midrabanan. Okay? This is all reviewing what we did yesterday. Okay, here comes the Kohen. Im Kain, Hari Bal Korchach. You would have to say. The Gam Balmum.
The
Malos Rabbanan.
It's
Tzarek Lomar. Vayu. Since they're both talking about one idea, basically, v'chad hasaga hibi soda, right? And, the, and in one hasaga, you have the basic idea. The tzarachim. Okay. Okay.
Can you explain the last part?
Yeah, so he's saying that when you look at the fact that the Raiva doesn't bring up the Kasha in Parak Vav, why doesn't he do that? Because he laid out for you the Yisod in Parak Aleph, right? So there's no need for him to repeat it. Like that guy over there said. The guy with the hood. Okay? When I Chavetz Chaim them before. Okay? Now, what? All right, now comes the key. Vinei Taimo.
Vinei
Taimo Shapasak that he maintained.
Shapasak, the Gam of Minim is back, but if need. Have a isur kinisa deraisa.
The lokin alav.
Who mishum the pasak karav akabar ava the amar the yom adav mandalit. Shemam bin the malos the deraisa the hechi gamri lehu.
Okay, slow down. So where does the Rambam get this from? Because Rav Acha holds what? Malos or the Rabbanan. Now what's v'hachi gamri lehu mean? Now take a look at your packet. You look at source number
seven.
Yeah, the Gemara. So look at the Gemara. The Gemara says he's quoting the Gemara. Amar Vacha Bar Ava Shmami Na Malas Deraisa V'Hachi Gemir Lahu. Now look at what Rashi says. Malas Deraisa. Malos Shemanu Chachamim Mishnah Meseches Kelim Parakama. So the zones that were listed by the Chachamim in the Mishnah, right? Dekamar Hasam Harabayis Mikudash Mishlayim, etc. 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 Right, and including Ubeina Ulon the Mizbeach. Right, Deraisa Ninhu. Halacha l'moshe misinai, the hachik mir lehu. Halacha l'moshe misinai. What does that mean?
It's an axiomatic idea.
Right. So whatever the ideas of these kedushas are, these malos, they're axiomatic. Okay. You can't ask like, what's the svara behind, you know, this level versus that level. You can't ask that.
What does that mean?
Right. The Afa God, the Ramban, b'sefer mitzvah sham.
Yeah. So back in the Rambam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perish.
Perish. Dehach.
Malos deraisa. Rotze lomar.
Rotze lomar. Malos kedushasa.
That okay. Some of, you mentioned before, Yaakov. Where's the Rav Chaim terms? Here's got one of them. Here got one of them. Okay. What does he mean? Malos kedusha samakomos. What does that mean? Malos kedusha samakomos. What does that mean? I'm not. There's no trick question here. Okay, so okay, and what does that mean? The malos kedusha makom. What? The makom itself has kedusha. Okay, deraisa. It's sanctity. We'll get that in a second. Hold on. Good. Tucker wants to know what does that mean. I'll tell you what that means. I'll show you what that means. That's gonna be the question. What does that mean? Keep going. Aval iser knisasan
the
chuli alma medivrayim. That's the Ramban, right? Aval Rama mefarish. So the Ramban agrees. There's a core idea of a mala midaraisa. He just says no idea of an iser knisa. Ah, 1 second. So what? Oh, we'll get to that. But the Rambam of Rama mefarish the hachmalos deraisa kyle iser knisasan l'sham. But according to Rambam, the malos right are what? Come on, very careful here. Read what he says. The hach malos deraisa, the idea of a malo deraisa is kai al iser knisas on the sham. What's it dependent on? Iser knisa. Right. Umishum de zeu gufo malos kedushasan. And that is its level, its idea kedusha. What do you call it? De chol elu asur nikanas l'sham kemasis in the kalim. What is he telling you? Before we get to the Omnam, which these guys skipped to, but they went too fast, I would posit, according to the Rambam, what gives the Mala its definition as a Mala? Or, in other words, what's the halachic expression of the Kedusha of the Mala? The Isser Kenisa. Okay? What Rav Chaim's trying to tell you, we're going to start putting the pieces of the puzzle together. What Rav Chaim's telling you is that, according to the Rambam, okay, there is no real... Say this carefully. It's not that the makom itself is like intrinsically kaddish. Rather, it is, but that's not what he's focusing on. He's saying, how do we define the mala? The mala is the reality. The mala is expressed through the iser kenisa on a specific gavra. Okay, that's how you know one mala from another mala. It's only through the iser kenisa. What? The iser avoda is what allows for the phenomenon of mala to emerge. Okay? But the halachic expression of a mala is through the Isser Kanisa. I'm saying a Maisa Avoda takes place what? With the Kli. There's no makom a Maisa Avoda. There's, I do the Avoda on the Mizbeach. I do the Avoda on the this Mizbeach. I do the Menorah. Those are all tied to specific Kalim. There's no makom. The makom comes from the idea of a mala. But the Ram is saying, if you want the makom to have a reality, what's required? An Isser Kanisa. Because Isser Kanisa tells me that this is a makom Kadosh. Without Isser Kanisa, there's no way for this to register as a makom Shal Kedusha.
Is it a makom Kadosh?
Okay? Now,
wait, well, yeah.
At this point, you can understand why the Rama would have a separate Isser Kanisa on each type of Gamra. Because each one is reflecting a different mala. Because it's through the Isser Kanisa that you can know that this is one mala versus another mala. Yes. The Chaim is beautiful. He says, he says, perish tahach malos deraisa, rutzalom malos kedusha samakomos. Malos kedusha samakomos, yeah?
So,
Rabban doesn't mean the malos themselves are abundant. That's ridiculous. In fact, Rabban is even stronger than Rama. Because what does he hold about a mala? A mala is what? Intrinsically kadosh. So if a mala is intrinsically kadosh,
what does that mean? I don't understand.
It means that there's super holiness in this area. And when I look at a mala, if you hold the makom itself as intrinsic kedusha, right? It's in the makom. So then, of course, it's biri kadosh is the only issue you ever need. Why? Because if this makom has kedusha, if I go in there, I can't do X. There's no need for separate isser. There's no need for an isser kanisa according to the Ramban. Because the makom itself tells you, don't go in there. And if I go in there and I can't do work in there, what is that defined as? A biri kadosh.
Which is basically
violating kedusha of the makom. Exactly. By my inability to do avoda. So you got to understand the starting point here. Oh, this is just one step in the Rambam and the Ramban. There's a lot. The Ramban, you can't go further. No, it's Zeraisa. But again, they're both starting with the same thing, which is that it's the whole problem here is avoda. Okay, the Rambam is saying that because of our concern of avoda, malo. You'll see why I'm saying this. The idea of malos comes from the whole problem of avoda. You know, we don't want the wrong people doing avoda in the wrong places. We don't want that, right? So you have this idea of zones that get created from the phenomenon of avoda. But the Rambam says it's not that this place is infused with kedusha. Rather, it's an Isser Kanisa is the expression of the mala. So the mala's reality is dependent on the Isser Kanisa. Whereas according to the Ramban, no, this place is holy, right? And if it's holy, there's no need for an Isser Kanisa. Okay?
There's no need for an independent Isser to create kedusha.
Right. Okay, now put the Ramban aside. Yeah, so the Rambam holds that there's no intrinsic kedusha in the makom. He says the halachic expression of a mala is through the Isser Kanisa. So all the Rambam saying that if we want to create makom, we need a makom, we need makomos. Isser Voda won't work because Isser Voda is not tied to a makom. It's tied to what? A kli. Or something I'm doing a voda on. It's not tied to a makom, right? So the Rambam saying there's no intrinsic kedusha in a mala. That doesn't exist. Rather, the halachic expression of a mala is through an Isser Kanisa. The problem with the ulam is going to emerge is that there is no avoda done in the ulam.
Hence the right.
Well, everyone's a very smart guy now. Everyone's a very smart guy. Don't worry about the Raivin, okay? No, just give me a second. Right now, the Rambam and the Raivin would agree. There's nothing they said that's been a problem so far, right? The Raivin agrees that the idea of a mala really emerges through the Isser Kanisa. Okay, he agrees with that. The Raivin agrees with that. But he's going to bifurcate here by the ulam. Why?
Because there's always...
Now comes a big problem. Hakesha, the asa mizbeach al moed. So when do you make the hakesh in the sifra of what? And how does Rambam learn? What does he learn when he says mizbeach al moed? What does he say? What does he learn from that though? Right. So he creates a zone. He says that's teaching. There's a zone. Okay. Rambam. Yeah. Keep going.
Why do
you see case from that? Well, but they're darshing out from the Torah. It's a drush. The Torah is Kohanim. Saying, make the Mizbeach like the Olmoy. What does that mean? Make the Mizbeach like the Olmoy. So,
why does he need this to create the
what? Because the Mishnah may not necessarily tell you it's Daraisa. This is telling you it's Daraisa. I don't know. It's what he darshing out from the Medrash. I don't know. Right. That's go on. That's not going to be the problem. Let him tell us what the problems are. Go on.
Why don't
we say
that we can't learn
from
the Medrash and then?
No, no. Go on.
Yisur avoda shall
But the problem is that what's included in this? Okay, remember this is why you have to say that the source is Yisur avoda. When you talk about these malos, where do the malos come from? They're sourced in the idea of an Yisur avoda. Right? Now let me ask you a question. When you look at the picture here, okay, the Isser Avoda by the Mizbeach is where?
Right.
by the Mizbeach. Okay, now, if it's by the Mizbeach, right, at this point, if you tell me it's by the Mizbeach, yeah, then the Mizbeach is the Mizbeach its own makom? Okay, so if the Isra vote applies to Mizbeach, what is that really equivalent to?
The
Azara. Okay? Meaning that there's no necessity of, there's no avoda to speak of in this zone here. There's no avoda to talk about. There's no avoda in this zone, right? Yeah, there is. What, because the Mizbeach is part of it?
Well, it did shech beneath the
Mizbeach. Fine, I understand. But I'm saying, it's correct. Right. Okay, but Yisrael can do that also. By shech. Okay.
Really?
So, yeah, what I care about is, all I care about here is that he's saying there's no avoda that takes place here. Okay? So therefore, what? I don't know. So there, if no avoda can take place over there, right? So read the next line. If that's the case, right? Vim Cain. So what should he have done? He should have said there's no unique bala to Ula. Rather, what is there? It's a mala of the Azara. Because it's not tied to an Isra Voda. That's not a makom.
Why is the ulam not a makom?
Because, okay, the ulam is what? Let's get our facts straight. Right, so it's this zone here, right?
Yeah, why can't
there's no specific vote of this zone.
No, but why can't it's tied to the vote of Mizbeach?
Oh, one second. Maybe you can say that. But for now, he's saying you can't say that.
I don't know why you can say one or the other. I just don't know.
Let him keep talking. Let him keep talking. So what does he say? So he says... Gemirilahu. Right, this is why the Gemara says it's halach lo moshe b'Sinai. Why? So the first thing it's telling you, what's halach lo moshe b'Sinai telling you? What's the first thing it's telling you?
First thing it's telling you is that there is a malah.
Bein al malos kedushasan. Halach lo moshe is telling you first that what? There is a kedusha here. Right, that this makom, why is it intrinsic? But like, this is that there's an area called an ulam that's going to be a mala, and ubein al isra kinyasasan, and halacha moshe misina teaches you what else? So it teaches you two things. What? Maybe, but that's not for us. That's what Rambam's saying. The Rambam's saying that what's a beforehand? What did the Rambam hold? The Rambam said that there's a mala called ulam, right? And there's an Isra Kenisa on that mala, right? And the Isra Kenisa is a lach expression of the mala, right? Okay? But the problem is that there's no unique Isra Voda that applies there. So therefore, what does he have to say? He says, when the Gemara says, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, what's it really telling you? That Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai invents the zone itself, and now once the zone is invented, then what? There's an Isra Kenisa. So on the surface, it sounds like a word game. What Rochaim is telling you is that, oh, there's no... In other words, he's circumventing the Rambam's rule of an Isra Voda. You're right, there is no Avoda unique to the Ulam zone.
So why would we have...
So why is it the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai comes along and creates a zone? Let's understand the point that we're at. So we're at the point where now there's no Isra Avoda to speak of there. But the Rambam has an idea. The Rambam says, let's rely on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And the Rambam does not want to go down that road. Why not? It runs a problem. The problem is that you have an Isra Kenisa, but there's no avoda to speak of in this zone. Okay, so how do you have a zone? So the Ravid says there's no reason to go further. You know why? You can't have a zone there. Because what zone are you going to talk about? What zone?
The invisible zone.
There's no malos are generally what? Malos reflect what? What? Room, barriers, demarcations, natural demarcations. There's no natural demarcation here. Right? So that's it. There's nothing you can rely on intuitively to ever create a method to circumvent the problem of there not being a voda. But the Rambam says you can, because when in doubt, when you're pushed into a corner and you have no intuition to rely on, what card can you play? Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Gemara says Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai because there's no intuitive method you can come up with to derive that there's an Ulam Mizbeach zone. There's no way to come up with such a thing. Right. So what does a mala do? A mala does the following. A mala says there's things you, there's avoda that's done in here. There's Mizbeach Torahs, there's menorah. What does it do? It takes those avodas, and then what does it do? It creates a makom out of it. It says now, because there's a vodah done in here, that's the next step. The first step is to have a mala, to discuss a mala requires an idea of a vodah.
Wait, so there's a makom and then...
So now he says this. He says, v'zeu dekasav harambam din zed deloke al minim izbeach v'lifnim b'lashin yirayli. Now why does Rambam say yirayli? Why does he say it appears to me? Go. Masnisin the Kalim. So even though according to the Rambam, he relies on what?
The Mishnah Kalim.
Right.
The Sugya.
The Yuma.
The Yuma. The Malos. De,
so he has enough ammunition in his pocket, right, to tell you that these Malos are the Raisa. He has that, right? Watch this.
The
Havamina.
The Havamina. The Surin who.
His Havamina is that, well, since the Halacha Lomo Shmei Sinai, maybe you'll say what?
No Malkus.
There's no Malkus.
Why?
I have no idea. Right?
I don't have this letter.
Lezeh Kasav, Yerali. That's what he's a Yerali. Deyesh ba gal Malkus. Okay, that there is Malkus here. Umishum da Halacha ba la klala ba sara amura batara gami hechal. Right, and key line, and what's happening in the Halacha Moshe Mishinai is coming to do what?
Because of the softening.
Right? To what's the word I'm looking for? Well, include it, right, include the Kolel, right, in the Azhara that applies to the Hecha. Okay? Okay, again. You might have thought that, in other words, he agrees with the Halacha Moshe Mishinai, but you might have thought by Halacha Moshe Mishinai that what? That you're not Chayim Malkus, right? I don't know why not. I mean, it's an Issa Doraisa. Kamash Malan, that no, you are Chayv Malkus, and he's coming to tell you that the Halacha Moshe Mishinai is coming to include this as part of the Azhara that applies to the Heichal. You have, for instance, you have Chatzilog Shemen, right? Revi Shemen. They're measurements, Shiurim, okay? Achadasar Yom Shebein Nida Lanida, there's 11 days, these are Halacha Moshe Mishinais. 11 days of Nida to Nida, right? You have Lovud, right? Dofen Akuma, different halachas by walls and stuff. Shiurin, chatzitzin, mechitzin, like when mechitza. Tefillin al klaf, mezuzah, sefer Torah al gvil. All these things are halachah moshe mishinai. Shin of tefillin, halachah moshe mishinai. Kosvin sefer Torah b'dio, halachah moshe mishinai, etc., etc., etc. Okay? There's something they're all sharing. Love it's like...
It's something that's less than 3 feet.
Correct, from the ground. There's something you don't see in any of those. And this is why it's a Havina Maskana. No. Nope.
You okay,
so Tzvi's picking up an important clue. If you notice something about Halacha Moshe Mishinai, Halacha Moshe Mishinai is never what? It's never mechayiv you in an onesh. Okay? Doesn't exist. There's no Halacha Moshe Mishinai that exists as mechayiv you in an onesh.
There are ways of doing a mitzvah, though.
Correct. There's no idea, there's no onesh.
Right, because you're just doing a
mitzvah. Okay. So I'm not going to give this away yet. So the Rambam's telling you, you would have thought the Ulam zone is something. Kamash Balan, it's not. It's something else. That's all I'm going to give you. The natural way to look at the Ulam is very simple. You have all these malos, right? Now, Halacha Moshe Mishinai does what? It literally takes the malos that exist and does this. And puts in there this new mala called Ulam. Okay? That's one way to look at it. That's the Havmina, right? But you can have a problem. Because if it's a brand new mala, and it's from Halacha Moshe Mishinai, there's no halachic mechanism that allows for an expression of onesh. Because you don't see that by law. That's my svar, by the way. So if you say that the ulam is really what? Is really a brand new mala, meaning what are the halacha? There's Halacha Moshe Mishinai is doing something non-intuitive. So one possibility is that it's taking existing malos, literally, and kind of like pushing the azara away, right? And then sticking in this new ulam. But if it's a whole new zone, according to the Rambam is bothered because there's no method, there's no mechanism to allow for an expression of onesh. So what's the other possibility? What's the other possibility? You can't just say you're extending the Heichal backwards. Because if you say, I understand you're not, I agree with you. But if you just said that, if you're going to say you're going to extend the Kedusha backwards, first of all, there's no independent expression of a mala, but also, then the Isser Kenisa would apply to Einar Rachlitz Daim Raglayim. So what's he saying? Step one, in the beginning of the Hekesh, what's step one? That we know there's an Isser Kenisa of a Shasoyan into the Heichal. That we know. That's for sure. There's no Halacha Moshe Mishinai there. That's a given. So what's he doing? Come on, it's so easy. The Isser Kenisa by the Shasa Yayin to the Heichal, right? When he goes in, what's he chayvin? Malkus, right? He's chayvin Malkus. Okay, so now, that's all the Ram has the same, you have the same information in front of you that the Ram has in front of him. So what must he say? You guys are right about extending.
It can't become more machmer than less machmer than more machmer.
What do you mean?
You're having a sandwich of Einish, no Einish, Einish.
Just from what the Rambam is saying, it's not creating, it's not a new mala. Yeah. It's saying that the Isser Kenisa of a Shasun Yain Dehechal now exists here.
That's
what the Rambam is saying.
That's why it creates a makom.
Yes! Yeah. That's how you create the makom.
Yeah,
so okay, so one second. So the Havina was saying that the Lachon Shashina comes along and actually creates a whole new makom called Ulam. But there's no Mechayev Onish there. So he has to retain the Mechayev Onish, but he can't tell me it's a whole new makom. So what does he say? You're right. It's not that they did this. They pushed aside the malos. Rather, what is it?
Ulam Kolomoid.
What?
Ulam.
Yes, but what does that mean, Ulam Kolomoid? It means that what's happening? The Isser Kenisa, the Shasu Yain to the Heichal, is now extended to include this area as well. Okay?
The same thing as the Bet HaMizbeach. 9.7.